Welcome to the Practicing His Presence podcast. Today we have the chance to sit with a passage of scripture and let God bring something to light that he longs for us to hear. After that, we're going to take a few moments of worship together to sit and respond and continue to just draw close to God and then process a question alongside of him around this passage, allowing him to expand and open our eyes to what he may have to say to us this week. As we begin to settle in, let's just draw our mind to the voice of God. Let's bring our attention to the things of his heart, to the things that he dwells on, the things that he calls good. And let's realize that whenever we open his word and hear a passage of his scripture, it is alive and active and breathing. He has something to say to you right now with these words. This is 2 Timothy 2:19. But God's truth stands firm like a foundation stone with this inscription: the Lord knows those who are his, and all who belong to the Lord must turn away from evil.
But you love my heart.
So here I stand, high in surrender. I need you now. Hold my heart now and forever. My soul cries out. Oh. And all I see are burning buildings, barren trees. Hopelessness is starting to wreak havoc. Son of man, I know you see the deepest depths unknown to me. You have planted seeds among the ashes. You rebuild, you restore all that's broken from the ruins. You redeem, you return all that's stolen from your children. That's what you do. Be still my anxious heart. All that's gone is never lost. Emmanuel is here and he is faithful. So I won't let my praises stop. I'll sing it from these rubbled rocks. Cause I know you are good and you are able. You return all that's stolen.
beauty from ashes. Yeah, that's what you do. You turn sorrow to gladness. Yeah, that's what you do. So I give glory and honor for all that you do. I will sing hallelujah. Oh, for all that you do.
Now, as we read this passage again, allow God to open and expand and deepen your understanding of the word, phrase, or idea that He's bringing to you today. But God's truth stands firm like a foundation stone with this inscription: "The Lord knows those who are His, and all who belong to the Lord must turn away from evil." And if you would, consider this question alongside of God today. How does belonging to the Lord as a special possession of His change the way that you think about yourself? Lord, would you show us what it means to belong to you before we belong to anything else? Would you show us that that kind of surrender is truly good, that it can be joyful, that even though temporarily it may look like laying down things that we love in this world, ultimately what we are taking up is an invitation into something even better. Amen. Well, thanks so much for taking time to be with us today. This is a worthwhile journey of becoming someone who knows how to engage not just God's word, but God's presence. The fact that he is alive and active and moving in your world is something that we can say and we can rattle off almost like a catchphrase or something like that, but it's even harder to live in. And so props to you for going on this journey and for opening your heart to the work that God wants to do within you. We hope to see you back here Wednesday as we dive deeper into this passage, but know for now that God goes with you, that he's present right where you are right now, and that anytime you choose to turn to him, that minute right there becomes perfect as you become attentive to his presence, his will, and his leading. May God go with you, and may you become aware of his presence.